Our tribute to the legend Dolly Parton continues, including how Dolly Parton got her looks.
The most beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life lived, we didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails, she wore bright lipstick, she had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short, and I thought she was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash. She's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
She
embraces a lot of that. I think she even admitted, besides the breast reduction, like, yeah, I want to get plastic surgery. She just was very transparent.
Oh, yeah.
And it was apparently on, off air, she was a very good person. Both. It wasn't like an Ellen DeGeneres where she's super nice on the air and then all the staff complained about her.
Right, that's not a bad thing that anybody's ever said. I do not believe about Dolly Parton. And if they did, they're lying.
Yeah, they're liars and they should be executed. Well, and the thing is, we don't joke about it, but we talk about it all the time. When you lose a spouse you've been with for like 50 years, they follow soon, usually because you're both elderly, but there's some heartbreak probably there too. We do know what she died of, though. But, sadness and all stuff has an impact on your health, and it could lead to other things.
And it was, they were married, Jared, for 58 years, but they were together for 60.
There's not much about him.
No,
he's
lived
very private.
A very private life. I remember the first time in years that we saw, do you remember, it was not all that long ago, Carl Dean had been photographed outside. It was when his health was failing.
Carl Dean is the husband?
Was her husband, Dolly Parton's husband.
So it wasn't Carl Parton?
Carl Dean, I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't think he took her last name.
Yeah, she was Dolly Parton. God. And by the way, the fourth of, gosh, how many children? 12 children in like a two-bedroom
home. Oh, she had 11 siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
They were all musical. If you ever watched Coat of Many Colors.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then you know her life story. But yeah, they grew up in a poor Tennessee farming family, and Dolly was number 4 of 12 children. And also, Carl Dean was photographed for the first time just a few years ago when his health was failing. Married for 60 years.
For 60 years. One of the photographs he did with Dolly Parton, I believe there was a wedding photo that came out, and another photo, he was standing there with a bag over his head so you couldn't see him.
Was he really?
I believe so. Or
I think it became like an ongoing joke that like he doesn't want to be seen.
Or he didn't exist.
Yeah, either that or Sia. I can't remember.
I think that's it. That was Sia.
It could be like Cleveland Brown fans. I don't know. I can't remember.
I think he had a bag over his head. And by the way, I just looked up the fun fact. Dolly Parton did take his last name, but she referred to as Dolly Parton because it was so branded.
Okay.
Oh, I got you.
Well, and I was just going to mention that we do know that she did pass away from a brief battle with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's quite the businesswoman. We mentioned that earlier. Here's another smart decision that she made.
Elvis' manager wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. It broke my heart. Because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. Elvis loved this song. In fact, Priscilla had told me that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her walking out.
Oh,
so she said he didn't love it.
Wow.
But who initiated that divorce?
I guess Priscilla.
The female.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was.
Let's not get off on that.
Yeah, let's
today.
Not. Because
probably
also,
that's Priscilla.
Not.
Also, she was like 11 when they met.
And not faithful. He was not faithful.
No. Yeah.
Well, it was Elvis, though.
Yeah, not faithful
and
at
is,
all.
Dolly Parton on Whitney Houston.
Gosh.
Man, it's just so powerful.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever heard. I'd never even believe my little song could be done like that. People say, well, she claims it's her record. I said, it is her record. It's my song, but it's most definitely her record. It didn't sound like that when I had it. She made me rich.
Dolly Parton is going to be laid to rest in a private family service. And she asked her immediate family to hold that private, very small service almost immediately following her death. So we'll see what happens here. But very religious, didn't speak about it very often. But when she did, she said, I pray every day. To me, it's my salvation, helps me through everything. I will quit when God tells me to quit, and I won't quit anytime before that.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is she was such a good person. And so kind, and did so much for people. I think she even donated with the vaccines when they first came out.
She did, yeah.
And
she did.
It's like well, why is God taking her away? So, you know what I'm saying?
No, you can say we were blessed to have her for 80 years.
Yes, and what a treasure she was to have. And
see, it's all about perspective.
Yeah, yes. I look for the light.
No,
this is the dark.
That's the dark and the light.
That's the dark and the light.
That part is the dark and the light.
Yep. I'm thinking reunited with Carl Dean, her mom and dad, or some siblings.
This incredible legacy.
Sure.
Everyone today is like, man, she's the one that did it right.
Yes.
Oh, one more thing real quick, which was really... establish her character is apparently she was taking care of her husband who was sick at the time that she actually ignored her own health.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
She had she was diagnosed with kidney issues and gastrointestinal issues. Now, I don't know if the cancer battle that she was fighting was related to those issues or if it was a separate.
When you hear short battle, although they found it late, I always think pancreatic cancer. You know that from my experience.
She could have been so weak because she could have been suffering through chemotherapy.
Could have been.
That's why she was so weak. I heard she had chronic kidney stones. She was in pain a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you can never tell.
Poor Dolly.
Or she have every excuse to, you know, if you're not feeling good, to be mean or short with people and just wasn't always positive. But, yeah, tremendous legacy.
Well, I want him to think about Dolly. I want him to think about everything I did. I want him to appreciate all the things that I appreciated getting to do and being able to do and leaving behind. Of course, I love to write songs. That would be something I would do no matter what else I'd done. But I also love to sing them. And I like to get out in front of people. So I just want him to remember me. I'm very proud of the Imagination Library. That's one of the things I'm proudest of. But I'm proud of everything that I've been able to accomplish. So I just want to be remembered as Dolly and whatever that entails.
And then Dolly also went on to talk about, obviously she's loved worldwide, and she wanted to know, how do you feel about everyone singing your praises and loving you? How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm glad that people love me, but I'm just a person. You know, that's a big responsibility. I think as much as anything that people have seen me for so long. I've been in this business all of their lives. I started when I was 10. So I have been singing on radio and television, and people have grown up with me. And so I feel like I can be honest with them and open, and I'm like a member of their family.
Yeah, we did grow up with her.
We did. Yeah. We really did. And one of the things I was going to say, talking about I'm a real person, you know, and it's interesting because I feel like every time I ever saw Dolly Parton, she was done up. Like, did she go on vacation?
I know.
Did she
ever not? Never got her.
They never did.
Never got her.
Just like her husband, it was like when Dolly did not want to be seen, she was not.
Yeah. I guess it helped being in the Nashville area for years.
Yeah.
You know, but still, she was one of the biggest stars in the world for 50 years, and especially in the 80s and 90s, massive star.
Uh-huh. But we never saw her to the grocery store.
Or IHOP, or
walking down the street being bombarded. It was always like a very strategic
She's made many appearances at Dollywood before.
Not orchestrated.
Oh, just on her own. What I'm saying.
She knows that she's going to be seen, so she's going to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. I guess her husband really loved her because he didn't want, why wouldn't you not want to be in the spotlight like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
He's just not. As a matter of fact, Jolene, one of my favorite Dolly songs, was written about a redheaded, long-legged
whore.
Yes, bank teller. And Jolene was written because Dolly said she was flirting with Carl Dean and Dolly didn't like it.
And said, and don't take just because you can.
Just because you can.
Wow.
And I think every woman and probably every man at some point has felt that.
Yeah, you're like
just because you got everything I don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it just because you can.
Right. Totally the case. Dolly Parton's one of her final, I believe, appearances/performances.
This is a song I like to end my show with, and it says the perfect thing to you. If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
Gosh, she's good.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of. I just hope that everything I've done will last. I hope life treats you kind and that we'll do some good. And I hope you have all you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish
joy and lots of happiness. But above all this, I wish you love.
Dolly Parton, dead at the age of 80, truly a legend.